to you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own house." And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. My mom and dad, a couple of weeks ago, they told me that they were going to the mortuary to finish their funeral plans for whenever that day comes. And they wanted to make it easier for, God willing, it won't be 20 years from now, okay, for when they go home to see the Lord. But my mom said, you know, we were doing the funeral planning, and there was a section for a stipend for the priest. And she said, "Oh," I told him, "he doesn't need that because, you know, he's my son." And I laughed at that. Of course, I wouldn't take it. It's my mom and dad. But my mom and dad, I'm just their son. Thanks be to God. They do not call me Father Ricky. My siblings do not call me Father Ricky. I'm just a member of their family. If I were to go home today and challenge them to go to confession or whatever, they'd run me out of town. And we could all relate to this in the gospel today, could we not? This gospel today is a beautiful reminder that sometimes those who are closest to us are the hardest to reach at times. And we have a decision to make. We become impatient or intolerant or overjudgmental, and sometimes that could lead us to being self-righteous, thinking that we're better than those that we love. Or we could do what Jesus did and be very patient and say, you know what, I may not be the one, but I know God's going to send somebody to them, to walk with them, to journey with them, to listen to them. So, my dear friends, don't get discouraged if you feel like you're not the one being able to get through to those who you're closest to. Keep praying, don't give up, and you never know who God's going to send to those that you love the most so that their hearts and minds may be open. But what Jesus is not wanting us to do is to turn self-righteous and overly judgmental. That's not what he's asking us to do. What he's asking us to do is to love and to trust in God's plan for us all. So who in your life maybe have you been overly judgmental towards? Who have you been quick to put in a box, a label? Let's pray for those family members right now, and let's ask for the grace of trust and faith.